Though It's Short Today on MSONewsSports.com is brought to you in part by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern, a great place to stop by while you're out on your holiday shopping this month. This is North Shore Today for Monday, the 14th day of December. Hi, everyone. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. And today looks like overcast, showers at any time today, and then some heavy, heavy rain coming in overnight tonight, maybe later this evening. So it's a rainy day, and we've got the news of the day to discuss, and some sports, the winter sports have already started on MSONewsSports.com. And Rick, good morning.
Hi, Bill. Yeah, warm weather and cloudy, but see, I got some good news over the weekend. A friend of mine up in New Hampshire has invited me to go skiing out west. So you know what? I'm not going to complain about the warm weather anymore. It can stay, which probably means it'll get cold and weird. But they're looking at 50s right through Christmas week, 40s, low 50s. So very mild, and people can save on their heating bills, I guess. But winter season, is, as you say, it's underway, and we did have quite a hockey game on Saturday night. Great to have Phil Stacey as our color man on Saturday night.
Wow, neat. A couple of things here. On our website today, we put up a few posts, and I wanted to...
A few?
No. On our North Shore Today website, we've got a few videos up there for the folks to take a look at. So let me explain a couple things here. What we have, the very first video, I think it's the first one, is the skiers. I saw it on TV over the about a week or so ago, less than a week ago. These are skiers. I'm not sure where they are, maybe out in Europe, and they've got these LED lights on them, and it's kind of neat to watch them go down the slopes at night with these lights on it. So that is one. The second one is our holiday music song and music, and we've selected a performance by Hall & Oates, Rick, one of your favorite groups, Jingle Bell Rock. So we've got Hall & Oates with Jingle Bell Rock. Maybe we're a little dry on that right there. But then the other thing we did talk about, Jack Benny and Mel Blanc last week. So what we've done here is we've got two video posts, the classic Mel Blanc, Jack Benny, C-Psy routine. We've got the classic
awesome.
There. And then we've
awesome.
got a thing which was really, I think it's kind of a neat one. It's from a Jack Benny television special, I'm sure, back in the 70s, I'm guessing. And this is when Mel Blanc comes back, and they kind of reprise that a little bit. But you'll see the evolution of it. One's in black and white. That's obviously the first one. The other one's in color. It's not the same routine, but they played off it. And, you know, back in those days, they'd run these routines over and over again. So, but this is a little different take on it. So there's some neat videos on our website this morning.
Looking forward to that, I'll tell you, because, as I said before, Mel Blanc, when I go for my run, I'll plug it in and listen to it. And Mel Blanc is one of my all-time favorite entertainers. He was just so talented. And, yeah, the way those two played off each other is tremendous. But Hall & Oates, Bill, man, you gave me chills up and down my spine.
I knew I would, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Going back to the music we had to play on WESX, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And I went to a company a Christmas party over the weekend, and the DJ there was playing disco music over and over and over, and I'll reserve those comments for one of my pet peeve days.
Well, over the weekend, we've got a sports segment here today with Bill Devin. Bill Devin is the athletic director at Lynn Classical High School. Got a chance to talk with him this weekend over at the Duchesne Jamboree. So we'll air that a little bit later on in this program here. We'll put that post up later here on our website later today. And I noticed the front page story, top of the front page story, is a little tribute to Rick Ford, who's a city councilor. And in Ward 7, and this past November, he decided not to run for re-election. He is 59 years old, just a kid to us, Rick. And and he is bowing out after 18 years. So best of luck to Rick Ford. I guess there's a council meeting tomorrow night, and that might be his last meeting, I guess, from what I understand. So new people take over. So. There you go. Or maybe that's just the last. I think that must be the last meeting in December. So it's pretty much it. So he'll have probably a few words to say at that council meeting. So best of luck to Rick Ford, and very big in athletics in the city of Lynn, and, of course, a longtime Lynn city councilor.
Yeah, Gloucester has a city council meeting coming up tomorrow, too, with a couple of important things on its agenda. One of them is considering Backshore rezoning, and that's all to do with a proposal to build a house on the water side of the waterfront back there, which has a lot of neighbors concerned. A lot of people in the city are concerned about that, not only for the fact that it does, you know, it will take away from the view, which is an owner's right, but the other thing is also because it, you know, it's on a very nebulous footing, if you will, very, you know, right on the rocks, hard to protect houses and so on. So there is a city hall meeting at 6 o'clock tomorrow at the Kairos Auditorium concerning the zoning, and then there's a chance that energy-saving LED lights might be installed in the city of Gloucester that would give the city a softer glow. And I've been hearing about this, Bill, for probably, oh, I don't know, maybe 15 years now. I have a friend who's an astronomer at the Harvard Center for Astrophysics, and he's been talking about how, for many years now, how cities and towns are leaning toward going to these softer lights when they replace lights on city streets to cut down on light pollution. And they're very safe in terms of lighting a particular area, but they don't splash up into the atmosphere and so on, and they're I guess less expensive. So that also is on the City Hall agenda, which would be open to the public on Tuesday at Gloucester City Hall beginning at 6 p.m.
Maybe we should go back to those gas lights, you know, and then, you know, they're just probably a little more labor going around and filling them up with gas every day, but or every other day or once a week, however, and then lighting them every evening, you know, so whatever. So it just,
yeah, along with the town crier, right?
Yeah,
clock
exactly.
And all as well. All right. One other note, Bill, the Christmas tree, the lobster trap Christmas tree that I have a little video on from last week was decorated this weekend on Saturday. Oh, my goodness. I'll have to get some pictures of it. It's fantastic. A lot of kids, dozens of kids put up lobster buoys that they had decorated at Art Haven in Gloucester, which is run by David Brooks. And there are probably hundreds of those buoys. Hundreds of lights on this beautiful lobster trap Christmas tree, if you can call it beautiful. But one little twist, they have built it structurally so that you can go inside and see the tree from inside and see all the lights and the buoys from inside. So it's a pretty unique thing. It's been going on, I guess, since 2001. But this is the first year that you're able to go inside the lobster trap Christmas tree.
That effect would be is you'd feel like an actual lobster being able to go inside, right? And then this is how a lobster would feel going inside that lobster trap Christmas tree. We retweeted a photo of that, so it might be there on our Twitter feed. But if not, follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports, and then you can pick up the retweet that we had. Somebody had a picture of it, and we put it up there on the website. But yeah, that'd be great to get some more pictures. It is pretty unique thing. You know, another story, Rick, that you've been following was that that athletic complex at North Shore, at Essex Tech, rather, the new name, Essex Tech. And I saw a story this weekend, trying to think where I saw it. It might have been the Globe North, but I don't think it was. Maybe it was the Salem News. And that it was the Salem News, I'm pretty sure, that Bruce Tarr is considering reconsidering that vote in the State House. But you know more about it than I do, but I just thought I'd mention that because we have talked about that for the past couple of weeks.
I hope to be talking with Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll this week, and that will be one of the things I hope to ask her about. In fact, Senator Tarr, I guess the headline that I saw said that he will be submitting a proposal for legislation to rescind the original legislation that allowed this one developer to lease the land without going out for a public bid. So I guess he is considering that. And with a little luck, I'll be able to get a hold of Mayor Driscoll this week and ask her about that, and so I'll keep my fingers crossed for that one.
Well, also this week, Rick, nationally, we've got two big debates coming up. We've got the Republicans tomorrow night out in Las Vegas on CNN, and then the Democrats have scheduled another debate on Saturday night this week. It's on ABC TV, but another Saturday night debate during the holiday season. What are most people doing on a Saturday night during the holiday season? Sitting at home watching a presidential debate. I'm not quite sure about that. But anyway, we have two debates coming up this week, so the Republican one should be pretty interesting because there's a lot of different news happening with the different polls. So we'll see what happens there. But that looks to be some fireworks this week politically, nationally, with the two debates.
Well, you know, one thing, Bill, I went to a trivia night in Gloucester last week, and there were two young gentlemen at the contest. One was, they're both 22 years old. One of them was a Navy, I don't want to say recruit, but brand new to the Navy, just finished basic training, and he's going out to be deployed out in San Diego. And his friend staying home. And interesting to hear them discuss politics on the left and the right at their age. They're good friends. One is on the left, one is on the right. And the one on the right was the most vociferous, adamant Trump supporter I've ever heard in my life. And the word he kept using was ideology, ideology. Which, coming out of a 22-year-old's mouth, I don't even know if I know what that meant back when I was 22. But this presidential election, I think, has got a lot of youngsters interested in it. And I know my daughter will be of age next year, and it'll be her first presidential election. So I think there's a tremendous interest in this one that might have waned over the years, but I think it's back.
All right, let's move into sports here, Rick. And again, Bill Devin, the athletic director at Lynn Classical High School, will be joining us. I went to some jamborees over the weekend, the Benedetto Boys Basketball Jamboree on Friday night. We have a bunch of posts up there with different coaches talking about their teams. The high school basketball season, far as league play is concerned, begins tomorrow night, Tuesday night. And we've got our fingers crossed, but hopefully we'll be doing the Beverly at Lynn Classical girls game. We've had some technical difficulties with the live broadcast, but we'll figure that out and get the word out to the folks either later today or first thing tomorrow on that piece. And then, Rick, you were at some hockey, one hockey game, the Danvers-Gloucester hockey game. So the high school hockey season is underway.
You know, Bill, that was one of the most fun games I've seen in a long time. It was chippy. It was hotly contested. It was back and forth, up and down, a lot of mistakes and a lot of great plays. And Phil Stacey's commentary, we do have it posted up on the website. We've got it in two sections. Period one is one section. Periods two and three is the other. But just listening to Phil's commentary and his excitement over it and his enthusiasm and his descriptions, very, very good descriptions on picking up things that I didn't see. But a great contest, and congratulations to Steve Baldessari, first-year coach at Danvers High School. He put together, he's got a team with no seniors on it, and I'm going to tell you something. They had, you know, some fits and starts, but they pulled it out with a really gutsy, hard-fought 5-4 win. A lot of stars in that game, and by the same token, Gloucester, a tremendous game. One other thing, great crowd, Bill. Danvers brings the loudest student body rooting section that I've heard. They did it last year in at a Gloucester basketball game. They did it Saturday night at the hockey game. There was a lot of back and forth from one end of the rink to the other end of the rink between these two student bodies, and there was one incident where about seven or eight Danvers youngsters had gone over to the Gloucester side, and they were cooled down, shall we say, by the Gloucester High School resource officer, police officer Mike Scola. Mike did a fantastic job, asked the kids to walk this way, and then he escorted them out of the rink and calmed things down, and it was very appropriate after that. But a lot of chippiness. There were a lot of roughing penalties. There was several misconducts. There was one game misconduct, pretty negative play. But other than that, outstanding hockey, like midseason hockey. And I think, obviously, Gloucester's got to be heard from in the south, and I think you're going to hear good things from Danvers in the north.
Well, interesting. So the high school hockey season is underway, and then I know Danvers plays Marblehead Wednesday at 5:30. And speaking of Danvers, we hope to have the Danvers-Lynn English game, boys game, on Friday night here on the website later this week. So certainly a lot of sports happening there. Seems like, Rick, I wanted to mention one other thing here. Oh, Phil, when you talk about being enthusiastic about high school hockey, is there anyone more enthusiastic than Phil Stacey? I mean, he loves high school sports. He does a great job with football, but, boy, hockey's got to be his love, I think.
It was great to see Phil there. Phil, of course, is the sports editor for the Salem News, and I love listening to him. I love reading his stuff. And he's got a staff, Bill, and I don't think I can say this enough. I mean, all the sports writers in the area are terrific, but the Salem News staff seems to have chemistry that that lasts, and it's pretty cool when you work with these guys and listen to how insightful they are, because they really get the essence of what high school athletics are about. And yeah, he was into it, and I was laughing at some of his descriptions. They were just great, and we were having a good time, he was so supportive of the game. It was great. It was good fun. And, it was interesting. He gave Nick Kukuru the night off, because Nick is, a new father again. with a youngster at home, and he said, you know, I think I'll do this one myself. So it was really cool, and you can hear it, you know, on our website. It's right there on demand.
All right, so there you go. There's Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. You're just ahead. Bill Devin, athletic director at Lynn Classical High School. It's a Monday, and this is North Shore Today.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Lynn Classical Athletic Director Bill Devin is here with us at the Duchesne Jamboree at Lynn Classical High School. And Bill, fall sports for Classical High School, what were a few of the highlights?
Up and down. We had a football-wise, we had a tough year. Certainly wasn't through a lack of effort. We have a really young core group of kids. Especially on defense, we started a couple freshmen. So I think within a year, maybe two, we're going to have a real solid and competitive football team. But that's what happens. You go, you know, like all sports, you go in waves. You have your ups and downs, and it's kids are already back in the weight room trying to get bigger and stronger. But our girls volleyball team did very well. They had a great season. Played in Division I tournament. They won their first game before they got ousted by North Andover, who won, I believe, the whole state title. I'm sorry, it was Andover.
Yeah.
And boys cross country, we were 7-1. Yeah. We have probably one of the best runners here, Thomas Mackin. Yeah. I think he was undefeated. I'm pretty sure he was undefeated in the league.
Yeah, so we did a feature on him this year, thanks to your suggestion, so thanks for that. Yeah,
he's a super kid. He's getting a lot of D1 looks and D2 looks, and I think his best running days are ahead of him. He's a kid that trains really, really hard, and he's a good student as well, so I think he's going to have a great college career wherever he decides to go. As far as soccer, ups and downs, our girls' team had a lot of injuries this year that Coach Gata had to deal with. And our boys' team is kind of in transition right now, so I think Robbie Upton will be back next year. We always have a pretty competitive boys' soccer team. So, and I can't forget the golf team.
Yeah.
They did all right. Coach Morrison has built our program up. We've got 22 kids on the golf team now, which is unheard of. We used to have, you know, usually just like 10 or 11 every year, and you know, he's a great coach that really has a passion for the game. So our golf program's growing.
Club Classical, there you go.
Club Classical. Well, they play it they play on all these great golf courses like Myopia and the Ferncroft and everywhere else. So it's plus the best thing in Lynn with, you know, our superintendent and the school committee, our kids don't pay user fees. We're one of the few school systems around that offer athletic opportunities for our kids at no cost. So that's something that, you know, the Mayor Flanagan and Dr. Latham, you know, and everybody else should be very, very proud of.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely
And I know a lot of schools are trying to go back that way, but it's not an easy thing to do. What about the winter sports here for Classical?
Winter sports, I think we're going to be very competitive. Coach Sawyer has a very competitive team, though. We just found out one of our better players, Shannon Magner, is a three-sport athlete here, just got a serious knee injury in a scrimmage the other day, and I think we're going to be without her services for the winter. The boys, not a real big team, except for Freddie DeShola in the middle. He's probably about a 6'5", 6'6 kid, but we're going to press, and we've got a lot of good athletes. So I think I tell the kids all the time, I said, you know, we might be around 11-11 like we were last year, but they don't want to hear that, you know. And then hockey team, we've got a bunch of freshmen in, and we've got a really good goaltender in Jack Stafford. So and Joe Conlon always plays a very difficult non-league schedule. Yeah. You know, for a Division III team, we're like a blue-collar team. We work hard. We're always in the corners, and we play very well at home, too, down at the Lynn Rink.
Yeah.
Just as long as Gary Malaya's car doesn't get towed every year, like for parking illegally in Honeydew Donuts.
You don't have anything to do with that, though. By the way, do you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay. But you know, I don't think Gary reads the signs too well. It says no parking, Honeydew patrons only.
Well, I mean, sometimes I see a cup of coffee in his hand, but you know that. And then I guess I mean, it seems like there was one other thing I was going to ask you. Oh, well, I guess that's it. I guess that's it for the we're all ready to go.
Well, the winter, you know, our swim team, Denise Silva's been coaching for over 20 years. She's going to have a real competitive group last year. She was 7-3 in the NEC. And then our boys and girls track teams have exploded here. We've got anywhere from 50 kids on the boys team, and we've got about 70 kids on the girls team. And last year we won a state championship. The indoor track team, and two of those runners are back.
Oh, wow.
Agnes Bangura and Devin Astucio are back this year. Okay. So hopefully in that, you know, we can recruit two more kids and win another state title in that. But you know, overall it should be we'll be competitive in all of our sports this year.
Yeah, it's great to see the 2015 banner up there along with those other ones from 1877, 1980.
Yeah. Don't forget Mr. Constantino's banner, because he reminds us of it all the time. You know, when he was 20-0 as a coach, you know, he had a lot of great girl players here. Like one of our coaches, Helen Ridley, was a star here, and Monique Lee. And so a lot of history in this gym.
And Helen is back. And, you know, Gene tells a story, that – when I was at WESX years ago, I gave him a call and did an interview with him after, you know, he had those great teams. But before that, he had some teams that did the 0-4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think I called him up and talked to him the one after he won one his first game, you know, after losing like 20 in a row or something.
Well, that's that's a testament of a good coach. You see, it's real easy for a coach to stay on when you have tons of talent. And then when the talent dries up, usually some of those coaches.
Oh, I didn't say he didn't have good talent back then.
Coaches are on their way, but Gene saw, you know, had to handle the rough times and had the good times with it as well. So, you know, that's a testament to him as a coach.
Absolutely. And now principal here at Classical High School. All right, Bill, anything else to share with us? Any breaking news out of the athletic department?
Nope. We're just lucky that this rim is hanging on, because of yesterday it only had 3 bolts in it, but we finally got it straightened out. We were sweating there for a while. Yeah, it's real tight. Some of the other teams this year might not get the bounces. So.
Okay. That's at the the east end or the west, northern end of the gym here, whatever. So, okay, there you go. Bill Devin, the athletic director at Lynn Classical High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Welcome back to North Shore Today. We're time to just about close it out for the Monday edition of the program. And again, just a reminder, it's going to be cloudy today. Chance of showers almost at any point today. Then some real heavy rain coming in overnight tonight, later this evening, and into the overnight hours tonight. And around the North Shore, I guess, Rick, we're just getting ready. Hopefully get our winter sports broadcast rolling this week, including a Classical Beverly girls basketball game Tuesday night.
Yeah, you'll have to watch the website. It might be a little iffy this week. We're having a bit of a transition, and I can't guarantee that we're going to have our live broadcasts as smooth as we usually do, but we will get that back. And in that vein, on Monday night, there will be no North Shore Sports Night this week. I have to work on on the software and the hardware as well. So there won't be any Monday night sports show this week. And also on Friday, we will be taking off for Trending Now. We're going to put Trending Now on the back burner for a couple of weeks, kind of enjoy the holidays, enjoy the weekends. And, of course, that will be back full tilt boogie, you know, back after the new year. So we do have a lot of live programming planned, but as they say, consult the website so that you know exactly when we'll be live. Can't wait to get it back going. Full schedule up, but nevertheless, we will continue with all of our interviews, our audio interviews, our video interviews, and of course, you know, any information, retweeting, and all that good stuff. And we do. I want to thank John Guilfoyle. His public relations firm always sends us these press releases from mostly police departments all over the North Shore that are so helpful in getting information out to the public.
Got a lot of posts up this weekend previewing boys basketball, girls basketball, but also there, if you're in Swampscott or a Swampscott resident, the synthetic skating rink, we've got some photos, a little photo layout on that from Saturday. What a beautiful day. It was like almost 60 degrees, sunny in Swampscott, and there are some folks out there skating next to Town Hall on this, I guess, synthetic plastic kind of skating rink. Not as big as I thought. I mean, you really couldn't have an NHL game on it, but you'll see if you take a look at that post, but that's on there as well. No, you couldn't at all have an NHL game on it, for sure. It wasn't that big at all. But anyways, it seemed like it was good fun, and kids were having a good time out there on Saturday. So I guess that'll do it for us for today, along with Rick Moore and our special guest, Bill Devin, athletic director at Lynn Classical High School. And I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.